we welcome in to the program this morning, Amy Howell. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Amy is the CEO for Visit Indiana, which is a wonderful organization which does so much to promote the state of Indiana across the United States. So welcome into the show. And, you know, we've got fall break coming up here. And always we like to, on this particular episode, talk about some things that are happening nearby. So that way, if people don't have to drive far, they can do a staycation. They can do things like that. Last year, we had a guest from the Benjamin Harrison Presidential site. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us to just kind of highlight what's going on in case you don't have something to do or you're not going far. But first of all, Amy, you are the CEO of Visit Indiana. So how did you get to be in this position?
Ironically, I spent 20 years prior to coming to Visit Indiana in TV news. I majored in journalism, so I took all the PR, marketing, TV, radio, newspaper classes, and I went the TV route. And so I worked locally here at Wish TV for 10 years prior to coming to Visit Indiana. And, you know, it spoke to me because I was working on the state's bicentennial project for the television station, and they were doing the bicentennial torch relay for the state. And that just spoke to me. So about 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago, I jumped on board, and I've done everything from PR, marketing, up to the CEO at this point. So I love Indiana, and there's always something to do in Indiana. And that's just a brief little history about me.
Well, that's Amy Howell, the CEO of Visit Indiana, joining us here on Voices of the West Side this morning. And we talked a little bit about Visit Indiana, but exactly what does your organization do?
We promote the state to visitors, and a visitor is considered anybody who drives 50 miles to go to a destination. And so those visitors in turn, you know, spend money at our attractions, our restaurants, our hotels. So we're fueling the economy by promoting visitors to make a trip to and in Indiana. So that could be from northern Indiana to southern Indiana. That's a visitor. Or it could be someone from Ohio or Illinois or Kentucky, whatever that may be. Anybody who drives 50 miles is considered a visitor to Indiana.
Well, that's interesting because it is always, you know, kind of good to talk about, or I guess it's interesting to see what you consider a visitor to the state. So you can still sort of be a visitor in your own home state.
Absolutely. And we do. We encourage that because, you know, the people are the backbone of our state. And we want people to tell Indiana's story about what they do in Indiana to their family, their friends, you know, to their followers on social media, whatever that may be. We want everyone to know that Indiana is a great place, whether you're studying here, you're visiting, or you already live here. We want you to have pride in your state and talk about it that way.
So we talk about kind of this time of year where even though the weather until kind of recently hasn't felt too much like fall, it is fall in Indiana. And obviously with the leaves changing and Brown County and some of the things that happen around, people come into the state of Indiana specifically for fall tourism. So what sort of economic impact does it have to the state this time of year when people come in for fall activities and events?
Well, summer is our biggest tourism impact, followed by fall. So we do get a lot of visitors in the fall, like you said, to Brown County or any of our state parks. We track our numbers annually. So we have about 82 million people that visit Indiana per year, spending $16 billion in our state. And those are the kind of numbers that we want to see because we know that, you know, people are coming, they're enjoying and they're spending their money. And we're in turn, our marketing is working and that money is going back into the state to promote more.
How broadly do you market the state? I mean, obviously you see commercials for other states sometimes in Indiana, and you do see Visit Indiana as well marketing here in the state, but outside of Indiana, how much do you market the state, or where do those where does that promotion go, I suppose, outside of Indiana?
Sure. We are mostly a drive state. We're the crossroads of America. So we know that, you know, it's our neighboring states. And we also know that, you know, people are more apt to take a road trip to come to Indiana because they want to have their car so they can go from place to place. So if you took the state of Indiana and its borders and you went 175 miles out, that's how far our reach is. But I will say, you know, we are marketing overseas in the UK, Ireland specifically. We got a new direct flight via Aer Lingus. And we also just hosted German tour operators as well. So there is an international piece that we do as well.
Amy Howell's joining us here on Voices of the West Side. She's the CEO of Visit Indiana. And we talk about now heading into this fall break. What are some of the big major events that you can think of that are coming up across the state of Indiana, maybe over this fall break period, which is tomorrow, October 18th through November 2nd?
Well, it is the last weekend of the state's largest festival, which is the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County, Park County Covered Bridge Festival. That actually runs 2 weeks. So the 18th and 19th would be the last weekend for it. There's 31 covered bridges. Rockville is kind of the centrally located home spot where you can go. You can pick up your map. You can drive to any number of the 31 bridges, but there's just so many vendors for this 10-day festival. You could get what they call a buried beef to apple cider to pumpkin ice cream. There are guided bus tours available, or you can drive yourself. So either way, but I would say allow yourself at least the whole day, if not spend the night, because it is the state's largest festival, and it does cover the entire county to the west.
So that's the Park County Covered Bridge Festival. I know so many of those bridges are original, or they've been restored, and it is pretty amazing to have those here in our state, have all of those in our state as well. Why is Indiana such a great place to visit in the fall and the autumn?
I think it surprises people, especially if, you know, you don't get out of your own neighborhood, or, you know, you come in from another state. I think it's very surprising. I don't think people realize that, you know, our topography is different across the state. You know, we are bordered by Lake Michigan to the north and the Ohio River to the south. And, you know, you have urban in between, but you have the rolling hills down south as well. And that is just full of fall foliage. And there's so many festivals, and you could just go leaf peeping if you wanted, or you could hit Exhibit Columbus, which goes through the end of November, you know, a 2 month long architecture and artist exhibit in Columbus, Indiana. And it's free. It's a walking public art exhibition. So, you know, and then there's apple festivals, and there's, of course, there's pumpkin patches, you know, you name it, you know, you can find something to do, and they're uniquely different in different communities as well.
And that's so big too. You talk about all the small towns in Indiana, and they have their fall festivals and things like that. So those things are out there. If you just want to kind of drive around, you can probably find something.
Absolutely. We produce the Indiana Travel Guide, and we have partners at the Indiana State Festivals Association that produce a guide. You can pick them up at most rest areas across the state. If not, you can also order them from our website, visitindiana.com. It just gives you a plethora of ideas, not only for the fall, but looking ahead to, you know, spring break or summer break when you're out of school.
Yeah, and it's always a good time to make those plans now, even though it seems like that's a long way off. It'll be here before we know it. We're talking to Amy Howell, the CEO of Visit Indiana, and all the great things that are happening over the next few weeks here in Indiana as far as tourism goes. I kind of asked you a little bit about this earlier, but what do you kind of wish people knew about Indiana and why it's such a great place to visit?
You know, I think it comes down to the people, because, you know, if you lived here long enough, or if you grew up here, you know that Hoosier hospitality is a real thing. So when you visit any of these communities, it's really about the people and how welcoming they are to have you come to visit their community, whether it be a small town or a main street or an urban city. You know, it's a matter of, you know, people hold the door open for you. They thank you for coming, and they really just want you to have a good time. And I think that it's not really about the place, but it's about the people.
That's a great point. Hoosier hospitality is definitely a real thing, like you said. Amy Howell, once again, our guest here. Before we let you go, Amy, is there anything really that we missed or that you would like to add here as well about what you do or some of the things going on, or where people can find more information?
Yeah, like I said, it's all about the people. So, you know, if you liked anything that I said today, you know, tell your family, tell your friends, you know, give Indiana a try, because it will surprise you. And we have tons of ideas. Just go to visitindiana.com. You can find things to do, places to eat, even if you want to live here, hotels. Definitely our festivals and events are very popular. And we even have a seasons category, so you can plan ahead, or just any kind of road trip. If you want to visit North Central or South Indiana, we got those ideas for you as well on visitindiana.com.
You know, this sounds weird, but sometimes I just like to go out and just take a drive and get lost in Indiana, because sometimes, you know, you don't have a plan, you don't have a map, and you just want to go and just see what's out there. And, you know, usually a road will lead to a major road, and sometimes it's fun to just do that, especially in the fall or in the spring when the weather's still nice. Of course, you get to the winter and sometimes things get icy and things around here, but sometimes it's fun just to do that, just to go out and drive around the farmland. And you know, especially for us city dwellers here in Indianapolis, I took a drive a few weeks ago because I grew up here on the west side of Indy, went to Ben Davis High School, graduated from here, went to IU, and that's my background. But then my parents moved briefly to Pittsboro, Indiana. So I took a drive out. There's a steakhouse in New Ross, the New Ross Steakhouse. And I took a drive out there. And it was just so much. It was kind of nostalgic, first of all, because, you know, I remember driving out there with my parents. But the just driving out to New Ross and seeing the fields and what was going on, and it's a different world, and that's what I love about Indiana, is that, you know, an hour drive anywhere in Indiana, you could be in an entirely different place. And I know that, you know, of course, John, that's true, but you talked about Southern Indiana and the hills and Northern Indiana and kind of the region and all the different parts. Fort Wayne, didn't really mention Fort Wayne or South Bend or Evansville. Those are all completely different regions from each other. And I think that's the really cool thing about our state, the way that, you know, the glaciers came in and left the hills alone in Southern Indiana, but made the Northern Indiana kind of flat. There are just so many different things that you can do in this state. So I wanted to have somebody who's an expert on to talk about all of that as well. So,
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we do like to say that you don't have to go far to feel far away. So you're absolutely right.
And also, I put you on the spot here, maybe, because I know it's probably like, you know, you ask a parent, who's your favorite child? And they'll tell you all of them. But what is your favorite thing to do in Indiana in the fall?
You know, that is a tough question. I like to say, I do like to do a lot of things, but, you know, my family and I actually, we like to go apple picking. Apple's our favorite fruit. So each year in the fall, we pick a different orchard to go to so we can experience something new.
Yeah, that's great. One of my cousins had a cider press. We used to do apple cider this time of year and things like that. You know, you'd get a nice cool evening and build a bonfire, and then we would do. Of course, you want to be careful building a bonfire right now with the drought going on. But you know, build a fire and then roast marshmallows and drink apple cider. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, and don't sleep on apple donuts. Most people have apple donuts, and they're very good.
Absolutely. Well, before we go, once again, visitindiana.com. Is there any other way that people can get a hold of Visit Indiana if they want to ask specific questions, or is the website the best place to go?
The website is the best place to go. There's a contact us page that we check very frequently, and that's how, you know, you got a hold of us. So
absolutely,
that is the best way to find us.
Yeah, it was almost instantaneous. It was like I sent the request and I had a response back. So that is awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and promoting the state that I love. It's my home and I'm not going anywhere. So Indiana, the great state, Hoosier State, and lots to do over fall break. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.